Okay, let's do now the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5619. And this is dated in Tammuz Tavshin Yud Zayin. And this is a scholarly letter. The Rebbe wrote this to Moireinu Shaul Bick. The Rebbe responded to him on his letter. So the Rebbe wrote it on the margins of the letter. He wrote on Yud Beis Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Zayin. That's why this doesn't have a date, because it's really his date. And the Rebbe just responded on the margin of his letter. Now, he wrote something over there about there's notes of Rab Chaim Vital to the Zohar Chelik Gimel, Reish Lamed Aleph Aleph. Now, there was a whole there's a whole discussion that, you know, that even in Rush, even in Eretz Yisrael, they would make 2 days Yontav, because the Talmud has a whole explanation, the Masechta Beis and other places, what happened over there, that Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. Not only in the diaspora, as we have all other holidays, but this is actually also in the fact, he says over there, that before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai,
are you driving up to Crown Heights?
They, before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they would not make Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, only one day. So it only started with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they would also make in Eretz Yisrael 1 day for Rosh Hashanah. But he asked the Rebbe that in Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah over there, it seems that even during the days of Ezra, they used to make 2 days Yom Tov on Rosh Hashanah. So this would seem to contradict that what the Reb Chaim Vital writes, that prior to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they only had 1 day, and in the Tosfos it says that even in the days of Ezra, which was the time of the Second Temple, they still did Rosh Hashanah 2 days. So the Rebbe answers him that even according to Tosfos, the story that took place by Ezra was a totally complete exception of the rule. And we say in the Talmud, it says, from the days of Ezra, we don't find Leimotzino, which means that Ezra was actually different. And over there, they had it also 2 days. But from the days of Ezra until Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they only had it always 1 day, Rosh Hashanah. But the Zohar that says, that he knows that, it says that it was only from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that we have 2 days, is talking about a continuous, on a regular basis, they did not have 2 days only from the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's how the Rebbe answers, reconciles between the Tosfos and the Rabbi Chaim Vital, that it depends. As an exception, yes, it was also by the days of Ezra, 2 days. But as a rule, as a normal, that was only from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Up till then, they made it 1 day. The Rebbe also references the language of the Alter Rebbe and the Kutei Torah in the Maimer Yichayenu B'Yomayu. And the Rebbe says further that he brings down an opinion that says, a Yeshemrim, that in Eretz Yisrael, even today, Rosh Hashanah is really 1 day. So the Rebbe says, but Halacha is not so. The Rebbe says, according to their view, we can also explain in the inner based on the language of Reb Chaim Vital that in Eretz Yisrael there is no pachat. Again, we have to look it up over there more closely. The Rebbe also references the Tshuvas of Reb Chaim Goyim about this, which was printed in Noitzer Goyim in Beit Zipayal. In any event, this is a discussion that the Rebbe is having with him about the different notes that he made to the Rebbe. First of all, the Rebbe answers the contradiction from the Zohar and the Tosfos that it depends as a permanent way to have 2 days Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah. That only started with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, although as an exception, it was also in the days of Ezra. And on the other question that he asked, that in the Eretz Yisrael should make now 1 day, but that's not the halacha, the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe also gives certain references here. Again, this is scholarly, needs to be deciphered a lot more in detail.